sweat the technique.
Hi, I'm Jeremy Branham. Will you be an angel for a helpless first baseman? Please say you'll be the answer for an innocent franchise that's suffering right now. Every day, teams are employing players that can't hit anymore, players that can't catch up to 88-mile-per-hour fastballs, and these teams are crying out for help. I've set up a GoFundMe to help the Astros pay off Jose Abreu's contract. For whatever you're willing to give, you'll help rescue the Astros from Jose Abreu. If we reach our goal, we'll provide the Astros with occasional defense, offense, wins, and love. Donate within the next 30 minutes, and we'll send you a picture of Jose Abreu packing his bags. A first baseman who is out of chances. This is your opportunity to say, I won't sit while an organization suffers. Right now, there's an Astros team that needs you. Your donation says I'm here to help.
I've been advised by my legal team to tell you that the GoFundMe that has been set up to help the Houston Astros pay for Jose Abreu's contract, all of the donations will go to the Houston Food Bank.
Yeah, so there is a GoFundMe that is out there right now. We're looking for your support to give money to the Astros, because they're not DFAing Jose Abreu because of, how much money he still owed. Joe mentioned earlier that they still have 80% of his contract left to pay. So let's pay 80% of Jose Abreu's contract. That way the Astros don't have to feel the financial burden of paying off Jose Abreu. So we're trying to raise $39 million. You heard the video there. It's on my TikTok at Jeremy Branham. Jeremy J. Branham. Jeremy Branham wasn't available. Jeremy J. Branham. We're $158 into our $39 million goal, Blanker. So I encourage all of you, which, again, my legal team advises me that I have to tell you that this does benefit the Houston Food Bank. I don't want to be thrown into jail for frauding all of the people for GoFundMe and all of the people that are donating money. So, again, this is benefiting the Houston Food Bank. Don't throw me into jail for fraud. So $158 of the $39 million that's needed. We've had several people, four people, donate to the cause, Jose Abreu needing to be DFA'd, and Blankers, we're asking for your support. Blankers, you've been banging the table saying that something needs to change. Something must be done. The Astros have to go in another direction from Jose Abreu. It's time for you, Blankers, to put your money where your mouth's at. Here is your chance to give to the cause in DFAing Jose Abreu.
You're right. There's a chance. It was well done by you, though, by the way.
Thank you.
That was good production and well thought out. I hope the Houston Food Bank gets a whole lot. My first thought was call A&M's boosters, because if they paid $88 for Jimbo, they probably got some left over that they can afford to get rid of Abreu,
too. I don't know. They might be tapped out now.
I don't know. They got a lot of boosters.
Yeah, they have a lot of boosters. Just for Blankers, for the cost of a cup of coffee per day, you too can save a Major League Baseball team from subpar play at first base.
That's
You have no idea what that music alone does in my house.
every time that I hear that music, I immediately think, oh my God, is there a dog nearby that needs help? What's going on?
Even Lisa is like, turn it off! Turn it off now! Change the channel! We can come back to it.
The photos in those commercials are just gut-wrenching.
They said Sarah McLachlan can't watch those videos.
Can you blame her?
No.
I changed the channel and I love dogs and cats.
That's why I have to change the channel, because I do too, and my wife does more than me, and that's, every time that commercial, she's like, where's the remote? Get it! I'm like, yeah, got it.
Yeah. King of Twitch said that song made me hug my dog. I'm surprised King of Twitch can afford feeding a dog.
Wow. Three.
3311, if I donate, can I get an Abreu card so I can set it on fire to watch the back burn? We're still kicking around if we're going to do that on Monday. Our legal team, the suits upstairs have said that they're not a huge fan of the idea of lighting things on fire inside the studio.
I think what we have to figure out is if there are any sprinkler systems in here that would be set to go off if there's any smoke.
I mean, the
alarms go off all the time, but I think I'm looking up in the studio like, I think that was a fire alarm, maybe, and now it's not.
Well, are you talking about right by the TV?
Yeah, that silver thing?
Yeah, I don't think that's a fire sprinkler. If it is, it's a very odd-looking one.
We're screwed.
I would bet that's not going to spit out water if we set something on fire.
I mean, I'm jumping out that window. I think I can survive it.
Yeah, because there's a canopy on the...
I mean, you got to reach the canopy, though.
That's true. You're going to drop like an anchor.
I mean, you know who would be able to jump out the window and pull it off, though.
But that's above one story, so at least it's a story closer. I think you can get there.
I don't know. Like, am I going to travel out on my way downward?
I'll push you.
I don't
That'll
know
help.
Will. I didn't need to know that. I know that you would. I have confidence.
I mean, you get up on the ledge, and I could take a running start and give you the energy you need to get to the canopy.
Keith from L.A. says Ponzi scheme Branham. I mean, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. Jasper says, can't Mattress Mac pay Abreu $39 million under the table for him just to retire? That's not a bad idea. Come on, Mattress
Mac. Mac's a man of the people, and he likes to throw the money around. That's a really good idea.
Blaine, usually sprinkler systems work off the heat, not the smoke. The more you know.
Oh, okay. It means there's a chance the studio could catch the alarm tonight.
Maybe Mattress Mac's next promotion. You know how he usually does if the Astros win it all, if the Texas Longhorns win it all, if Jose Abreu gets DFA by May 1st, your mattress order over $500 is free. That's the promotion. Make it happen.
I don't think it's a terrible idea.
Come on,
it couldn't be
Mac.
That they win the World Series because they may be limited in trying to win the World Series if he doesn't get DFA.
Although he might get decent odds right now if he wants to place a wager.
8437, if I donate, can I get a poster of a blown-up picture of the back of one of Abreu's baseball cards? Yeah, I'll print it off of you. I'll copy and paste something into Word, and then I'll blow it up, and I'll print it.
We should
not on my printer, though. I'm going to print it at the comp at Gal, so it's on their dime. Yeah, and then we can autograph that and send it to you. I'll let Blankers autograph it for you.
We literally should just blow it with the posters we have behind us.
Oh, we should.
We literally should blow up the back of Jose Abreu's baseball card and every day hang that bad boy right there.
You know what would be better, though? You know what would be better? And not that we're trying to incite, you know, craziness. What if the fans at Minute Maid Park did this?
Oh, bring like poster boards?
They bring poster boards to the back of Abreu's card instead of like, you know, whenever the Saints were the Aints and they were wearing the paper bags over their faces. The fans at Minute Maid Park should blow up Abreu's baseball card, put it on a poster board or whatever, and they should come into Minute Maid Park with the back of Jose Abreu's baseball card and hold it up whenever he's coming to the plate.
So that the ushers don't give them a hard time, just blow up the whole card on both sides. Because then you've got the positive of a picture of Abreu in an Astros uniform like you're cheering for him, and then when the cameras and everybody get on, you just turn that bad boy over and go, look at the back of the baseball card.
You know, the back of his baseball card.
Yeah.
I think that's what you got to do. Someone on the ESPN YouTube, I haven't confirmed this yet, but King Brown Boy says that, we'll call him Boy. He confirms that Joey Loperfido, he says that Joey Loperfido is not in the lineup for the Space Cowboys.
Oh.
I emoji. Hmm. I saw someone else on Twitter, right? I think he has played every day.
No.
The day we were there, he was off.
He did the interview with us because he was off that day.
He didn't play?
No, he did not. I checked the box score the next day, too.
Oh, really?
Because I thought we had a positive influence on him. Then I realized he didn't play.
Yeah, he's not in the lineup, though. I saw some people saying that Bagwell and some of the Astros contingent was in Sugar Land today.
Hmm.
Yeah. Could they be doing this?
Well, I think it'd be Singleton before it would be Abreu.
I feel like it's too early, too. I don't see this happening.
I could see Abreu going to the IL. Loperfido comes up, and he splits time with Singleton.
I mean, do we know when they're leaving for Washington, though? That's today at some point. Yeah, they probably already left, so maybe this is a look ahead to whenever they return to town.
Yeah, if they're in Sugar Land to see Joey take – and look, these guys, like not just Bagwell, but like you people that are in your front office, they go to the minor league facilities quite often. Just to get their looks on, you know, some of the prospects, take a look at their swing. So it's not uncommon at all for any sort of the, you know, assistants in the front office to be at these minor league ballparks to watch the guys. So I that's a great call, Brian, because if they were making that move, he would have been on the flight.
Well, we don't know that. Do we know that he's not?
Well, if Bagwell and contingent were at Sugar Land today to watch the prospects, they're not watching Joey Loperfido if he was already on a flight to Washington.
But there might be other pitchers and other guys that they're looking at. I don't know. I mean, you're right.
They would go look at everybody. It doesn't necessarily mean that they're about to make a move. Like, they're going to go look at people because it's their job.
Because I would say on the flip side, too, regardless of the flight, if they're going out to see Loperfido, he should be in the lineup.
Yeah, I would agree with that. It would be more than just
Don't watch BP. Watch him go against live pitching.
Yeah, I guess we would need to find out if Loperfido was there and they were watching his batting practice. I think the odds of Loperfido being called up tomorrow are less than 5%.
What's our guy?
I would say less than 3%.
Text our the play-by-play guy.
Oh, Garrett?
Yeah,
okay.
Text Garrett.
I mean, he's probably not going to give me a scoop, but I'll try to. You want me to find out if he's in the lineup tonight?
No, you have to phrase. No, he's not in the lineup. I already looked at the lineup.
Okay.
The way that you have to phrase the question, though, is like, hey, how did Loperfido look at batting practice?
Yes.
Okay.
Well played.
All right. I'll send that text right now.
You're kind of hiding what you're really asking. Because what we're really asking is he.
Were they looking at him, or was he there in the stadium?
Exactly. But he doesn't – we can't let him know that that's what we're asking because he'll know what we're up to. Are they playing this – is this game at home? I don't know if this game is home or not.
Well, they said Bagwell was in Sugar Land today watching Space Cowboys, right?
That's what I read, but you know how the internet is. You can't believe everything.
I mean, unlike
– let me Google it. There is,
I saw
it
the
is.
Lights – I think the lights were on last night when I drove.
No, our guy Kenny Van Doren, who covers all of minor league baseball now for MLB Pipeline, he used to work with us. He was an intern there. He tweeted an hour ago that Jeff Bagwell, along with Astros minor league coordinators, are in Sugar Land today. So it doesn't say who he – but that, again, that's not uncommon.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Bagwell will make summer trips to, low A ball. This is what those guys do. So it doesn't necessarily mean that there's a corresponding move. But if we're trying to get an idea of Joey Loperfido not being in the lineup today is some sort of clue that he's going to be on the big league roster
today.
Tomorrow.
They are home.
I was going to say, that's
why
I said.
We need to know if he was at batting practice.
I've sent the text. I'm waiting for.
Yeah, we got to know if he was at batting practice or not.
Yeah, because I saw the lights on last night. I knew they were home, but yeah.
They never turn the lights on unless they're playing?
They sometimes practice at night. Smartass.
I mean, they probably turn on the lights for more things than games.
Not really. Not during the season. Not
I
out
have
there.
I actually have heard that they're pretty cheap. So
And I think the apartments and the residents around there, when there's not games on, prefer the lights
sense.
Be off.
That makes sense. That was the deal with Tulane's football stadium. There's a reason that it's very little. It's small. Mm-hmm. And their lights are very low. Because of that, they had to hit some some certain parameters to build a football stadium in that neighborhood. So, I completely believe that. All right, yeah, I'm putting it at less than 3% that Loperfido's on the Astros.
That's
tomorrow.
The reason why Willie Fritz left Tulane, right?
Amongst other things.
Yeah.
Where are you putting it at?
What was the
Loperfido on the big league team tomorrow?
2%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think there's a decent chance he's here when they return home. But, yeah, I don't think it's this road trip.
5657 on my way to Sugar Land for the game now. All right, well, once you get there, get eyes on Loperfido and let me know.
Yep. Tweet us.
Yeah, Wheatstraw, didn't he say on y'all's show he played first at some point? He played first at Duke.
Yeah, we talked to him about it.
He hadn't – well, I mean, I've been glued into the interview. Don't yell at Wheatstraw. Wheatstraw's our boy. He was making fun of Brian a moment ago. Didn't he say on y'all's show he played first at some point? He played first at Duke. He hadn't played first yet this year, but then right after that, he played three or four games in a row at first base.
But he just said, didn't he say during the interview, which means he was listening to the interview, which means he wasn't listening attentively enough.
I mean, he could have heard us talking about the interview. There's different possibilities.
That was also possibilities. 2 weeks ago, too. You can forget a detail or two.
Don't get on me for holding people to a standard. Come on.
Yeah. All right. 713-780-ESPN, HRMP listener line. What are the biggest lies ever told in sports? It's the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. I would never lie to you. And, y'all, if you haven't joined the club at Texas Star Grill Shop, you're missing out. Head to 975grills.com right now to join, or just mention the club when you go into any of their four Houston locations. As a member of the club, you'll enjoy special in-store discounts that can't be found anywhere else. The best products in the outdoor cooking world at Texas Star Grill Shop, and they're giving you prices you won't see anywhere when you join the club. From Traeger to Weber to Napoleon, they have it all. Wood pellet, charcoal, gas, everything. Outdoor pizza ovens, flat top grills, whatever you want, they got it. And they'll beat any price for a club member. Stop falling for the trick of walking into those big box stores and purchasing the first grill you see. They ain't any good. Shop at Texas Star Grill Shop and educate yourself in the grill game. If you're going to buy a grill in this town, you want to talk to them first. Full free installation. Don't have to worry about 100 pieces in assembly or a box that's unloaded on your driveway. With Texas Star Grill Shop, full free assembly and delivery. delivery for all club members from start to finish. Texas Star Grill Shop will be there for you. How about the outdoor kitchens? 975grills.com. They're the best in the business. Club members will get special pricing on custom outdoor kitchen with free consultation. It's incredible what they can do. Went over there the other day. Brilliant. Beautiful. Can't wait to get it done at my place. Join the club, 975grills.com, for the best barbecue grills at the best price.
You're back with the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
He's Blank, I'm Branham. We are the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN at 92.5. 713-780-ESPN. Take the day off work and play a fun round of golf with your favorite sports station at the ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 Occasional Invitational benefiting Kids Mills. Now, this year's tournament will take place Tuesday, May 7th at 10:30 a.m. at Highland Pines Golf Club. Each golfer will receive beverages from Carbach Brewing Company, a lunch, dinner from Valencia Tex-Mex Garage. That sounds great. 18 holes of golf, a quick award ceremony immediately after the tournament. Register now at ESPN975.com under the Promotions tab and use code EARLYBIRD for a $97.50 registration for a limited time. So ESPN975.com, EARLYBIRD code, $97.50. That's quite a deal. I mean, you're getting one of the better golf courses in the city of Houston. You're getting a couple of meals. You're getting beverages from Carbach for less than $100.
Yeah.
That's a bargain.
It's a great deal.
They're also saying that they're going to auction us off, which I don't know how I feel about this. I don't know how I feel about being auctioned, but yeah, they're talking about us playing.
I can tell you why you should feel good about it, because it means we actually get to play this time.
Yeah, I know. I don't know how I feel about the, you know, being auctioned off, you know. But whatever. Yeah, so I don't know how that's going to work. They haven't quite told us, but we'll figure it out. Looking forward to playing a little bit of golf. I haven't been out there yet. I know that you were out there, right?
Yeah, and now the clubhouse is done, but it is beautiful. It's a great track.
I don't live too far from there, so I'm that's a short commute for me. So I'm excited for that. Looking forward to that, and hopefully we'll see a bunch of you out there as well. Come hang out with us, play a little bit of golf, all that great stuff, food, drink, and you're getting it all for less than $100. You can't beat that. Okay, what are the biggest lies ever told in sports? Brian texted me bright and early today. I wasn't even awake yet, and Brian's over there texting me. And Brian's like, hey, look at all these lies that these guys tell these women. And he turned it into a sports conversation. What are the biggest lies told in sports? But first, what were a couple of the lies that stood out to you, Brian?
From the men? I'm sorry, I didn't even have men. That article up. I thought you were reading it. That
yeah,
is,
but what do
you,
don't you remember?
Well, there was several about one, you know, obviously, I think one was a guy said his roommate committed suicide, and then the girl ran into the roommate like 2 weeks later.
That's ouch.
Yeah, and there's tons of examples of women looking at you know, something or seeing something on their boyfriend's phone, the boyfriend then taking it, deleting it, and then pretending like it never existed and gaslighting them, like, I don't know what you're talking about. You must be hallucinating or seeing things.
That reminds me of CeeDee Lamb on draft night. Remember, I think he had two phones, and his girlfriend went to grab the one of them, and he was not having it. He gave her a look and grabbed it away from her.
Yeah, he snatched it back.
Yeah, that was it. Maybe give the mean look, too. Like the little side eye where he like cocked his head, looked at her, and like, oh, I was like, oh, I wouldn't want to cross that guy. That guy looks like he's not very pleased at things right now. What are the biggest lies? Has anybody lied to you recently where you caught him on a lie? There was one to me the other day. I forget who it was, but I was talking to him about like the show or whatever, and they were saying something. Oh yeah, you know, I catch you guys all the time, noon to three, and I was like, yeah, we moved to 3 to 6 last August, and they're like, oh, I catch your show on the podcast. Okay,
right,
all right, you don't listen to the Killer Bees, which is fine. I'm not insulted if you don't listen to our show every day. You have options. We understand that. We hope that you're here with us every day, but I understand you're not going to listen to us all the time. Maybe you don't listen to us at all. But the whole, oh, yeah, I catch you all the time, noon to three. Yeah, we haven't done that in 8 months. Oh, I catch up on the podcast. No, you don't. No, you don't. You're lying.
I would get those calls all the time, especially when I was at the Highway to Hell, where someone would call and say, yeah, man, I'm a huge fan. What time is this show on? or like, hey, I haven't heard this guy in a while, to someone we'd let go like 6 months before, is like, I don't think you're a huge fan. Like, they haven't been here since last calendar year.
Yeah, not a big fan of that at all.
I sent the gift card.
Oh, King of Twitch. you said it, not me.
I said it for you. You're welcome.
He doesn't like whenever I bring that up, so he might not be mad. He might not be happy with you. But what are the biggest lies?
I didn't say who it was. I just said you didn't send the gift card.
He knew who you were talking about.
That's exactly right. Now everybody else does, too.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I mean, everybody on Twitch knows for sure. King of Twitch lost a bet with me. He never paid me.
You just said it all the way out.
I had no problem blasting them. What are the biggest lies told in sports?
Well, there's a couple locals that stand out to me. Jeff Kent, who hurt his wrist some other way than riding a dirt bike and falling off of it, and then later admitting he fell off a dirt
bike.
That's
a good call.
What was the original story? Like, he fell off, or maybe this? Maybe I'm thinking of Moises Alou, but some of them,
that was peeing on his hands.
No, it was the treadmill. Remember, he tore his ACL on the treadmill.
Yes,
I think that there was some like ideas that maybe he wasn't being truthful there.
Yeah, and Jeff Kent thing was the original story that he fell off his truck while washing it, and then they later came out that he was riding motorcycles.
Yeah, they were moving something or something like that, and he fell off. Yeah.
There was a couple of those where guys.
Was it the Correa one when he got hurt, when we found out eventually that it was the masseuse?
Whoa, that's never been confirmed. Like, that has never been confirmed.
What?
That it was the masseuse.
No, but I said originally there was no rumors. There was rumors about a ton of stuff. Then they said that it was, I don't know if they were ever specific, but they would never say that. They said it was something else.
I don't know if we ever got a, like, this.
That's
what
I'm saying.
Happened.
I don't think we ever got a true answer.
Yeah, I don't think we ever got an answer, period, whether it was truthful or a lie. Like, everything that was, like, rumored on the internet was that the masseuse did the damage, right?
Right. There was a lot of rumors
confirmed
about it.
No, I think he did confirm that, but everybody got into innuendos on what it could have been.
Swings and all kinds of stuff.
So he did confirm it was the masseuse.
I think he actually went on video and said that.
She did.
She did? Okay.
Well, she was doing all of his videos there while he was hurt.
Carlos did. Whenever Carlos talked about it to the media, he said that he had a cracked rib from the masseuse massaging him. But everybody else thought there was something else. Like, he was...
Well, every video, once he was hurt, she was doing it for him. She was giving the updates.
Right. But his initial, it's all coming back to me now. Like, his initial, whenever they announced the news, he answered every question, and it was the masseuse massaged him too hard and cracked a rib in his, rib cage or whatever. But everybody acted like there was something more to that, and Daniela took a bat to his rib. Remember? Like, they thought it was a Tiger Woods situation.
Yeah, well, they had that. They had the swing. They had all. Everybody was throwing.
I don't remember the swing.
Oh, it was out
What was
there.
The swing?
That there was a certain kind of swing that was being used.
Oh, you're not talking baseball.
No.
Recreational, recreational
hobby, maybe, sure.
I thought you were talking baseball. That's my bad. Yeah. I think the biggest lie we've been told recently in sports is Framber Valdez.
Good call.
Like, we haven't been told anything about Framber.
Well, and on the one that I had in written down is the one before that, when Chandler Rome kept reporting and saying JV needs Tommy John, and they didn't want to admit that he needed Tommy John.
I don't know if that was so much a lie, though, as it was withholding the truth for a while. Like, they didn't give you another story, though.
It was discomfort,
Yeah, they just gave you the whole discomfort thing. What other lies do y'all have?
I mean, can we talk about Yordan and not knowing which hand was hurt? I mean, there was an instance where the Astros were telling you it was one hand, and then Yordan had to come out and basically say, no, everything's fine, but it was the other hand.
Yeah, that was a weird deal, too.
Well, on the national scale, there's several. I mean, the one that comes to mind is one of the greatest in coaching gaffes of all time. George O'Leary getting the Notre Dame job and then fudging his resume.
Great call.
Yeah, I mean, I always remember that one. And then right after that, Mike, he ended up coaching at UTEP, but he did something similar, too.
Mike Price.
Mike Price.
Mike Price wasn't a lie. He got caught in bed with hookers.
Yeah.
Oh.
Screaming Roll Tide.
Well, he lied that he was in bed with hookers.
I ain't give a... bad word about anything but the Tide. He did the Roll Tide thing.
Do you guys remember the former Blue Jays manager, Tim Johnson?
Not really, no.
Well, he's an ex-player.
Yeah. Well, apparently he had told his team at one point that lots of stories about serving in Vietnam and combat in Vietnam as a way to motivate them. Only problem was he never saw action in Vietnam.
Mm.
Who was that?
Tim Johnson.
Was the Blue Jays manager at the time.
How long was he the manager?
Let me. I have to look up the exact time period.
What time frame? I don't remember him at all.
The time period. The article I'm looking at doesn't have the time period where he was the manager.
Can I throw you out another cut while you're looking it up?
No, you can't. Let's do it on the other side. No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
Yeah. Rafael Palmeiro. I did not take any illegal drugs. Yeah, you did, though. In Congress, where you're not supposed to lie.
Maybe it wasn't steroids. Maybe it was like synthetic steroids that weren't technically illegal.
I think he's,
so he was a manager 1 year, 1998.
Mm.
I guess the lie got him kicked out.
I don't remember that at all.
Yeah, 1998.
That's crazy. I don't have any recall on that at all. Joseph said biggest lie, McGuire and Sosa weren't using.
Yeah. I mean, we could throw lots of guys into there. I mean, obviously Roger. I mean, even though we love him,
Amy
Pettit. Barry. I mean, although he eventually admitted to it,
the home run king.
Yeah, the home run king as well. Wow,
A-Rod denied it for 2 years,
but he eventually came out and admitted it.
Then he did.
What about we got to mention Nick Saban telling the world he's not going to Alabama and then going to Alabama.
I don't remember that either.
Oh,
yeah.
I do.
Oh, yeah.
He wasn't going.
It was while he was the coach of the Dolphins.
Wow. I got a good one. Bobby Petrino was riding his motorcycle by himself and had a wipeout.
Nope.
And then you find out his assistant/girlfriend/other was not only on the bike, but she got paid $200,000.
She was not on the bike.
Okay.
She wasn't. I know the true story on that. She was not on the bike. Why didn't she have a scratch on her? Why did Petrino have all those scratches on him with a neck brace? You're telling me that Bobby Petrino was in a motorcycle accident and was beat up and battered and bruised and she didn't have a scratch on her?
I don't know. All I know is they paid her $200,000 to go along with it.
There is more to that story, but she was not on the bike.
Okay.
She was not on the bike. They didn't give you the truth, but she was not on that bike. All right, 713-780-ESPN. What are the biggest lies in sports? It's the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5, ESPN 92.5. I know the deal. Some of you have to mow. Like either you're trying to do it before you leave for work. Maybe you work a little bit later. You're trying to come home, beat the sun, trying to get the grass done. Or you're wasting your weekends mowing the grass. And your lawn's probably average at best. You're busting your tail for your grass, for your yard, front and back. And it's average at best. Let's be honest. Let's be frank. It's not very pretty. It's not very nice. Stop busting your butt doing all of this work for a very mediocre lawn. Just get the best lawn you can. And you can get the best lawn you can with Sinlawn. Sinlawn is here so you can get your weekends back and so you can have your yard looking great year-round. Sinlawn's the evolution story of the AstroTurf. This was made popular, of course, by the Astrodome, and now Sinlawn, S-Y-N Lawn, wants to improve your lifestyle. Stop mowing. Stop pulling your weeds. Stop throwing money into a mid-yard at best that you're embarrassed of people seeing. You don't even have people over because your yard's so mediocre. Get the best lawn in the business with Sinlawn. Sinlawn's the artificial grass, which is the best in the market. They offer a lifetime warranty, so you're covered there. Go ahead and check that box. Products that are made in the USA. Awesome. Check that box. So you know the quality is top shelf. The people are better, too. The product's great. The quality's great. People are better than that. It's fully insured. It's fully bonded. They have their own in-house crews. You don't have to contract anything out. We've had to deal with a bunch of different jobs at your house, probably, where you've had to contract things out or you use a company. They contract things out, and it's a nightmare. It's a headache. Sinlawn doesn't do that. Sinlawn's number one priority is making their customers happy and giving you the best lawn you can have. It's perfect for your yard, whether it's the patio, kids' playground, your pets, no more tracking mud inside. That mud's always so annoying. You don't have to worry about that with Sinlawn. Head to 975sinlawn.com to learn more. 975sinlawn.com to get started on that yard of your dream. Sinlawn, control the process from yarn to yard.
The Killer Bees are back, and I honestly have no idea what's happening next. Could it be the next great big food debate? The biggest Joel rant of all time? Jeremy trolling someone to the point of crying? Or just some actual bees making some honey? Well, let's find out. It's time for the Wheel of Bits.
Oh my goodness, would you look at this? What an enormous bit.
What really fin annoys you?
She said?
It was an attempt to get her to say what really effing annoys you, but it came out as like as what you heard, and I thought it was funny, so I just rolled with it.
The real thin?
Yeah, like she almost says it I don't even know if I can pronounce it. Let me isolate the audio, and I can play it back here in a second.
It's
but yeah,
right. We don't need to hear that again.
Real thin.
Real thin. Yeah. What real if real thin effing? I don't. I can't even do it.
We'll be quick with Will and Bits today and get back to some of the biggest lies in sports. I'm going to go watch the Reds play a baseball game on Saturday night. They play the Angels. I'm flying to I'll be in Cincinnati this weekend for work, and I'm going to have time to go to the Reds Angels on Saturday night. I might get there a couple innings late, but whatever. I bought a ticket. I bought the cheapest ticket in the house, probably the worst ticket inside that ballpark. It was $15. Okay. $15 for this ticket to go watch Reds Angels. Not a bad deal. I'm not going to sit in the seat. Maybe I'll go sit there for 30 seconds to snap a picture and then walk around. Just look at the ballpark is what I really want to do. How much do you guess the fees were for this ticket? $15 ticket.
$5.
$10. $10
good
in fees.
Night. Almost the price of the ticket in fees?
Yeah, it's like 75% of the ROI. Like, now, I mean, what are we doing here?
Does that go that up with the percentage? Because we could have then asked Joe what percent of that is.
And good point.
I hope that I'm right.
It got some entertainment.
Let's now, if you bought a more expensive ticket, would the fees be the same?
I don't know. I don't know if it's per, like, dollar. I don't know if there's a ratio there.
Right, that's what I was asking.
Yeah, I don't know if it's $10 just like a fixed fee. I would think that it's a fixed fee. Because, like, you can, I don't think they're charging a percentage of the ticket. I think they're charging X amount for this, X amount for that.
Right, like processing.
I would guess it's a $10 fixed fee. I don't think that it's a ratio of the actual
ticket.
It's
the Angels.
Price.
You don't think you just walk up by the ballpark and catch a ticket for.
Well, I mean, Cincinnati likes their baseball, man.
That's true. I heard it's a beautiful stadium.
And it's a weekend night, you know? Like, it's a Saturday game. Like, in fact, like, looking at the tickets. There weren't a whole lot available. Now, like, what does the walk-up crowd look like? Like, how many actually go through the gate?
Right.
We'll see. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I just couldn't believe that the fees were almost the cost of the ticket. It's insane. It's crazy. And most of these places don't even allow walk-ups anymore.
Yeah, that's brutal.
Yeah, I can't believe it. What's happening with society? I should have got Joe to give me a credential.
Which should have been done, yeah.
The other thing, whenever I'm flying, when someone in front of you in a plane reclines back, especially without notice, you got your computer there, you got your drinks there, person in front of you, recline back, boom, there goes the computer's getting jacked up, and maybe the drink might even fall. You don't know. Give a courtesy look. I mean, we live in a society. Why not give a courtesy look? Hey, this is what I'm about to do. You don't have to say anything. Just kind of make eye contact. Like, hey, I'm about to lean back. You know what I'm about to do. Prepare for this.
Yeah,
that's an annoyance of mine.
R.I.P. Blitz. That was a
that their thing?
Oh my God, was it their thing? And it got so heated and passionate. If anybody fought back and said, because they believed you should never, ever, ever recline your seat, no matter what, and they would fight people. Literally with AJ there, they would fight people.
Yeah, well, he would literally fight people.
He'd want it. Who he didn't fight, he threatened to fight or want to fight, including listeners. But yes.
Yeah, interesting. Let's get back to the
Can
biggest
I just say
lies.
Left lane, fast lane? If you're going the speed limit in the left lane, that's a huge annoyance.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that either. 1652 Cincinnati Stadium's a great place to watch a game. You know who really slows down in those left lanes, though?
Trucks.
Big rigs.
Yeah,
big rig trucks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Stay out of the left lane, big rigs. All right, biggest lies. Manziel had his family money to cover up his illegal earnings. That's a great call.
Yep.
Remember, he's like, oh, he came for money, oil and gas. No, he was getting paid.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
Remember Danny Almonte?
Oh, yeah.
Danny Almonte was the kid that claimed to be 12 from New York that was the star of the Little League World Series one year, and then they found out he was like 16.
Yeah, that was like a major problem with Little League Baseball. Everybody lying on their birth certificates.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That was wild.
Well, no if we're going to talk about lying on the birth certificate, let's throw in an Astro. Miguel Tejada, aged 2 years
That's
after
true.
He landed on
That's
the Astros.
Right. That's right. Yep. Well, what about Lance McCullers saying that he was going to miss the rest of the playoffs, he'd be back for the next season, and a season and a half later he pitched again after surgery?
Yeah.
Not good. I mean, I guess to give him the benefit of the doubt, like maybe he believed it at the time, but
what about Jeff Bagwell telling us Uncle Mike could be ready opening day?
Okay, now that's a good
but
one.
Is it a lie if you really believe it to happen, though?
Okay, like, George Costanza.
Yeah, or are you hoping it to happen?
No, well, I mean, if you're unsure, you don't know that you're lying. Like, you might be hopeful. It might be possible. Maybe you're kind of embellishing a bit. But, I mean, it's not a lie if you don't know.
But if you're Jeff Bagwell, and evidently you know a lot more than people want you to know, but if you're Jeff Bagwell, you say, we hope he's ready opening day.
Sure.
No, he said, Uncle Mike will be ready opening day.
He wasn't the only one that said that, though. Like, Dusty said that, too.
That's even more problematic.
Yeah, I don't think they were lying, though. I think that they were very optimistic that it could happen, and it just didn't. Well, like, that's not a lie.
It should have taken till August.
Right, you're right, but that's not a lie. That's you thought that was going to happen, and then it didn't, and now...
But if you say it the way they said it, he'll be ready opening day, and then he's not, then it's a lie.
No, it's not.
It is.
No, it's not. Because if you thought he was going to be ready for opening day, and in that moment you're saying he's going to be ready for opening day, it's not a lie. Things change. What would have been a lie is if you know he's going to be ready for opening day, and you're like, oh, no, he's not going to be ready. It would turn out to be right, but in the moment you're lying.
We agree to disagree again.
What do you mean?
Is that if I'm sitting there and I'm saying to the media, instead of saying we're hopeful or we believe he's going to be ready opening day, if you come out demonstratively and say he's going to be ready opening day and then he's not ready opening day, it's a lie.
No. What the comparison here is like you're driving home today, right? Like after work, you're going to drive home. You're like, okay, I'll be there in 45 minutes. You fully anticipate you're going to be there in 45 minutes because you know your tires are in place, your car's working well, and then you get a flat tire and you're not there in 45 minutes. You're saying that would be a lie. That's not a lie.
Well, it's not supposed to take till August, regardless. And we agree to disagree on the way it was the message was.
There's nothing to disagree on. You're
yes,
wrong.
Yes, there is. I'm not wrong.
Like, okay, so if you
it's
if
a
you
lie
were to
if
call,
you go and tell to the media that he's going to be ready opening day.
Not if we don't know like what the exact truth was, but if Bagwell has like if Bagwell has intel, whenever he said that Michael Brantley was going to be ready for opening day, and he said that's not lying. It might not come across that way. It might not happen. But it's not a lie. He in his mind and what he's been told is that Brantley's going to be ready for opening day. That's not a lie.
Okay, we don't know that. We don't know what he was told. He just went out and took it upon himself to tell everybody he was going to be ready opening day.
But if you were to call Mrs. Blank, hey, I'm going to be home in 45 minutes. Like, I'm going to be home in 45. I don't know how long it takes you to get home from work. I'm going to be home in 45 minutes. Turns out you get a flat tire. You're there in 2 hours. Were you lying at the time?
Depends on the delivery. If I say right now my app is telling me that I should be home in 45 minutes, things happen.
But that's not a lie.
Okay.
That's not you had something else unforeseen happen that caused what you said, which was truthful at the time, to change, to alter.
Okay. Back of his baseball card said he never missed an opening day. He should have been ready.
You know, the back of his baseball card.
That's right.
Brian's getting a lot of run out of that one.
It's been fun so far.
The return on investment on that one is great. Biggest lie in sports is that the NFL isn't scripted.
You guys remember when Skip Bayless used to tell everyone he was a great high school basketball player, and then Jalen Rose called him out. You actually averaged 1.4 points per game. He actually found the stats.
Yeah.
That turned out to be a pretty fun lie.
Stephen A. did something similar where he talks about his college basketball career, and he averaged like 2 points.
2 points, right, yeah.
3202 says that O.J. Simpson lying in court. We don't know if that was a lie. We think. We don't know that to be 100% true.
Do you guys remember how I'm trying to remember who he told this to? Oh, actually, it was Bob Costas. I found the article. Do you guys remember how? Now he's since changed his name back to Chad Johnson, but there was a time about a decade ago where Chad Johnson told Bob Costas that if Darrell Revis shuts me down, in which Darrell Revis then did shut him down for two consecutive games because there was a playoff game the following week after the regular season game, that he would change his name back to Chad Johnson. But it obviously took years for that name change to happen.
I don't remember that one. I know he thought he could. Didn't he say he could beat a racehorse?
He did. Yeah. Yeah. I'm trying to remember.
That ever happened?
No. I think there was a race. I
don't remember if the race ever actually happened, but I do remember him saying he could outrun a horse.
Well, the worst one was Mel Kiper too, right? Where he said the quarterback from Notre Dame would be the starting quarterback of the Panthers by 2017, or I'll quit my job. And he didn't start, and Mel didn't quit.
Yeah. Oh, and who was it recently? Christopher Russo. I'm trying to remember exactly what he said he would quit over if it happened. Oh my gosh, I should have looked this up before I started talking about it. But there was an instance where Christopher Russo, said if something happened, he would quit over it, and then obviously he's still doing the show.
Manti Te'o. That's a poor guy. He got catfished. Biggest lie is that Jose Abreu should be on a professional baseball team. Fair enough.
Yeah, look at the back of his baseball card.
Arizona Coyotes not moving is the biggest sports lie. We've known for a decade now the team has been in trouble. Are they moving or are they not?
Yeah, they're
are
gone
they
now.
To Real Salt
they played
Lake?
Their last game ever in Arizona.
That's A-Rod's favorite hockey team.
Okay, so
that's right.
Russo said the Diamondbacks would not make the World Series, and if they did, he would quit, and he's obviously still on the air. That's what it was.
That's right.
That was recent, yep.
That was very much a lie. All right, what are your car wrecks of the day? Car wreck nomination, 713-780-3776. What's our car wreck of the day? It's the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
You all right?
My leg is broken. The bone's coming through.
Give me a bone, you prick. Where's my money?
This is the car wreck of the day.
Car wreck of the day nominees. 713-780-3776. What are you nominating for car wreck of the day, Blinkers?
Joe George's math, again.
That's pretty good. 80%.
80%.
80% of the time, he's right all the time.
Yeah.
Was it Wayne Gretzky was the one that said...
Yeah, Jordan gets credit for it. You miss 100% of the shots that you don't take.
But it was Gretzky, right?
That's right.
Yeah, it was Wayne Gretzky, probably. Wheatstraw nominated Brian for saying new hotness.
Yeah, I deserve a couple nominations. I'll self-nominate myself for forgetting Hannah McNair's name temporarily earlier in the show.
Yeah, that way, whatever.
You know, and I'd also like to nominate Jeremy for forgetting his sister existed.
Oh, yeah. I didn't forget she existed. That's a little harsh.
Where she went to college.
Yeah, that's what I
forgot. Don't know any Longhorns. Oh, wait, my sister went there.
Yeah, I didn't forget she existed. I just forgot where she attended university. That's a lot less criminal than forgetting she existed.
Well, neither one is criminal. They're just both funny.
Yeah. Dre says car wreck of the day is Branham for not willing to do the pepper spray challenge for $158 matching donation for Houston Food Bank. I will counter that car wreck of the day nomination by nominating Dr. Dre. If you're begging people to do a pepper spray challenge for you to donate money, I question where your heart's at. So I nominate Dr. Dre.
It's also got to be a lot more than $158.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, there could be a conversation, but the conversation is well above $158.
Yeah, like, oh, yeah, I'm going to need you to do this thing that's going to cause you pain and agony, and I'm going to donate money to charity. It says more about you than it does me, bro. All right, what else are we nominating for car wreck of the day?
Well, we got to get to the audio from Caitlin Clark that we talked about earlier.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, let's get to that. I forgot about that. Greg Doyle, Indy Star, at the introductory press conference with Caitlin Clark.
Caitlin, Greg Doyle, Indy Star. Real quick, let me do this.
You like that?
I like that you're here. I like that you're here.
I do that at my family after every game, so.
Okay, well, let's start doing it to me, and we'll be able to get along just fine. So, the question is...
So bad.
That was the Jeremy Pena heart hand gesture that he did during the playoffs.
Yeah, good call.
The reporter did it to her and then followed it up with that.
Yeah.
And arguably that wasn't even Greg Doyle's worst moment of the press conference.
No, it was not.
What was?
I wish I had the audio for it, but later in the day later in the press conference he asked the Indiana Fever's coach, pointing at Caitlin Clark, hey, now that you have this, what are you going to do with it?
Yeah, something about now you got the keys to that.
Oh, that's right.
He goes, now that you got the keys to that, and he pointed at her, what are you going to do with it?
Man, that's brutal.
Yeah, it's a brutal
question. That dude right there's got some issues.
Creepy earlier, as hell.
We were talking about knowing your weaknesses and then not playing your weaknesses. Like, it's really a key to life. Like, avoid your weaknesses and you're doing all right. It's key to sports, right? Like, if you're bad at something, avoid it. You have a better chance of winning. Or golf. Like, stay out of the bunker. You have a better chance to post a good score. Sometimes it's inevitable. Joe George with math. He's not good at math. Stop trying to do math on the air. Greg Doyle should stop asking questions. He's not good at asking questions. Stop asking questions. Let everybody else ask the questions. You get the transcripts later and then write your story. Know your weaknesses in life. It makes things way better. 50-10, since I'm heading there shortly, I nominate Pearland Little League for having one way in, one way out of their facility with about 1,000 cars that need to get in and out at the same time, no less. That was the way it used to be at Lindsay Lions and Humble back in my heyday. Mm-hmm. Yeah, multiple exits. Like, come on. All these people are trying to get one place at once. It's awful. It's terrible. Branham is nominated for buying cheap seats for the Reds and complaining about ticket fees. Buy better seats and sit there. I'm not going to sit down. Like, I want to walk around the ballpark. Whenever I go to a new ballpark, I like to walk around and take it all in. I'm not going to actually sit down and watch the game. I want to see the park.
You know, I told you should get a press pass every time you're on the road when there's a sporting event you want to go to.
Yeah, I don't like doing that. And then somebody else nominated the alleged new Texans helmet, which is a good call, too.
That's a very good call.
Yeah, we don't like them. All right, what's winning?
Greg Doyle.
Yeah, it's hard to argue, huh?
Yeah, I mean, doesn't it have to be Greg Doyle?
Well, yeah, it could be new hotness as much as, or me forgetting my sister.
Or Joe's Math.
Oh, man.
Or Joe's Math. We had a lot of good contenders today.
There was a lot of contenders today. We need to save some of these for tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah, Greg Doyle's got to win, though. Yep. There ain't no topping that. Congratulations, Greg Doyle. You wanted something in life. Car wreck of the day.
Brian, get Greg Doyle on the show.
That'd be great. We should do it. I invited Jeff Luhnow on. I invited Jeff. I did an interview request for Jeff Luhnow.
That'd be cool.
I haven't heard back. We'll see. We'll see what happens there. All right, that does it for us. Thanks for everybody tuning into the broadcast. Thanks to Brian for doing all the hard work. He's Blank. I'm Brad. And we'll talk to you. Well, I won't talk to you. They'll talk to you tomorrow, Houston. Hall of Fame at 7, Space Cowboys facing Round Rock as well.